Time for the KSL in-depth. Chances are you heard about this Riverdale cyber kidnapping incident involving a foreign exchange student, and you're probably wondering what, how, and just had a lot of questions about what this was. Well, we talked to UVU instructor and cybersecurity expert Brandon Amateur, who says this is a case of people outside the U.S. targeting culturally inexperienced and vulnerable people.
It's just a very, very sophisticated manipulation, right? So you're manipulating both the victim and the family of the victim simultaneously through digital communication. So what will typically happen is, say, you know, you have family in China, you're a Chinese foreign exchange student, as in this case, or, you know, you, or in another country even, you will say, hey, you know, we have somebody in place that could hurt your family in this other country. So you need to do it exactly as we say, otherwise, you know, your family will be harmed. So then the individual, they will have them, hey, you need to sequester yourself into a certain location. You are going to stay on FaceTime with us for an extended period of time. You're going to follow all of our instructions. And they will use that manipulation to gather images, media, you know, whatever it might be that they would need, which they can then use to go back to the family and say, hey, we have kidnapped your loved one, and if you don't meet our demands, you know, they will be harmed. Pretty much a very traditional ransom situation.
In these kind of scams, the stakes are so high that it's hard to ignore. But Amateur says it's important to approach these kinds of messages with skepticism.
It could be avoided, you know, if you know what to look out for and if you're able to kind of detect early on that it's not legitimate. However, oftentimes, you know, the strategy kind of behind this particular scam is to make the stakes so high that you feel that you can't avoid it, just in case it is true. Just in case it is true that, you know, your family really is in danger. Being able to vet and say, okay, is this legitimate? Being skeptical might be a better way to put it in terms of staying safe.
He says law enforcement in the U.S. is able to investigate these kinds of scams without putting the victim or their family in danger.